From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I'm really glad that you joined us on this live Sunday edition, the 20th day of February, 2011. Because you're going to get a full-spectrum analysis breakdown of the state of the world economically and geopolitically today. What's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in North Africa, demonstrations now in Ohio, Wisconsin, Washington State, and where all of this is going. These are legitimate protests and true grassroots demonstrations. But the point is, you notice it's all suddenly been triggered. And a lot of that is once people see demonstrations in one country and they're unhappy, they start demonstrating in the next. But it's on record that George Soros' interests have been financing the domino effect that we have seen now in Tunisia and then in Egypt and now spreading to Libya, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, the list goes on and on. And so they know that there's already the climate there. It's already a tinderbox for rebellion, legitimate rebellion against all these dictators who have been, by the way, U.S.-backed. Why is it all coming now? And so we're going to be discussing that. And for years, we've been telling you this is coming. It's not like we're just here now that it's happening, telling you what we think is happening. We told you what's been going on. And I haven't even tooted our horn to go over this, but I'm going to go over it. Here are our reports. Here's one, December 16th, 2008, PrisonPlanet.com. Army Strategic Shock report says troops may be needed to quell U.S. civil unrest during the coming economic collapse. Same thing out of the British internal reports. U.S. troops and homeland crowd control patrols. Americans buying guns in preparation for civil unrest. Washington Post, 20,000 more U.S. troops to be deployed for domestic security. And then I've got the London Guardian reports here. Revolution, flash mobs, and brain chips, a grim vision of the future. And we have the 90-page report put out now 4 years ago by British Ministry of Defense that this article is reporting on, talking about exactly what would happen. They knew exactly what was coming. That is all coming up, obviously 300-plus shot now in Libya, reports of a bunch of people shot in Bahrain. We have horrid on-the-ground video of a bunch of people being machine-gunned, being shot by government snipers, both machine-gunned and shot by snipers. It's just all happening as these dictators try to hold on. And this is a system where the globalists aren't in control of it. They just help to nudge it and trigger the chaos. And that's what the system wants, is order out of chaos. And so I'm going to be breaking that down after the break. Also, rebellion going on now in China. Huge crackdowns there that mirror the type of political dissident roundup we can see here in the U.S. If we go into a hotter form of police state martial law, that is all coming up today. After the break, I'm going to get into it all in details. Also, I've seen the news make fun of me the last few years for talking about the Pentagon developing artificial hummingbirds that have video cameras in them and audio and surveil you, artificial dragonflies. All I was doing was going off Pentagon public research reports and funding with major universities and private institutions, and I get made fun of a lot for that. Kind of like I told you 15 years ago, they're taking babies' blood secretly at birth for a Pentagon database. Now it's mainstream news. But still, Media Matters makes fun of us for talking about it. Here's the LA Times. See, they're counting on your ignorance. It's a bird. It's a spy. It's both. The Pentagon's artificial hummingbird drones. Here's Wired Magazine. Video. Pentagon's robo-hummingbird flies like real thing. It's all coming up. But then I'm the weirdo for talking about it 5-6 years before it happens, see? And then even though it comes out mainstream news later, I'm still the weirdo. Kind of like the surveillance blimps Homeland Security launched 8 years ago. Now they're just now announcing it to the slaves. But I'm still a kook for telling you about it. This isn't working, is it? People are waking up. We'll be right back. Lock yourselves in. It's going to be power packed.
This is Alex Jones.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Sunday, the 20th day of February, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. That'd be 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain, or in your time zone, wherever you're listening around the world. And then I come back weekdays, of course, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. One of the hardest working guys in radio, because the stakes are so high, rescuing Western civilization from the onslaught of the collectivist globalist and all of their allies. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. We have a tendency to not toot our horn here. And I don't go back over a lot of the things we've predicted and laid out and broken down in the past, because I'm so busy always covering what's currently unfolding and what I believe the next steps are going to be. But I thought today I would just direct listeners to take notes and to not believe a word I say and to check it all out for yourself. I have probably done more than 100 radio broadcasts in the last 4 years detailing how the Glass-Steagall Act's destruction of the dollar worldwide, how the derivatives, devaluation of currencies worldwide, not just the dollar, would trigger commodity prices to surge, putting pressure on the poorest people in the world and leading towards grassroots insurrection, rebellion, revolution, whatever name you want to give it. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that. That's common sense economics and societal research, anthropology, sociology, basic consumer psychology to understand that. But we've been sure of government preparation, not just in the U.S., but in every major country, in the last decade plus, towards a type of martial law. Checkpoints on street corners, biometric face scanning, fingerprint scanning to buy and sell. And how did we know that all of this was coming? Well, we historically knew that when currencies were devalued, whether it was Weimar Germany leading to Hitler, or whether it's what's happened in Zimbabwe with currency devaluation, or Argentina. We've seen this story unfold many times. But we also saw massive militarization of police, massive erosions of the 1878 law, barring military engaging in law enforcement action against citizens, as they get rid of the Posse Comitatus Act. As we now watch the John Warner Defense Authorization Act in 2007, passed by Congress, openly funding the creation of a 10-governor-controlled region under FEMA, circumventing the state's sovereignty, violating the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds of signposts. Tyranny is about robbing you of your pension funds. It's about debasing your currency. It's about insiders engaging in economic warfare and getting away with it because they have an oppressive regime in place to ensure that you can't ever get control of your government. What did the founders put in there so that we could, when the government became destructive of the general welfare of the public, violating the Bill of Rights? They put the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. What does the John Warner Defense Authorization Act? What does the President's Governors Council of 10 governors? What does Brigade Homeland and the Pentagon's now deployment of troops on the streets of America, quietly acclimating the public to full occupation? What does it have to deal with? The destruction of our economy and then the offering of a world government global SDR cashless currency system as the solution to the crisis that the New World Order itself created. Now, if we go back to 2007, this is when we really became certain of what was happening. The London Guardian ran the headline, Revolution, Flash Mobs, and Brain Chips, a Grim Vision of the Future. And it goes on to talk about what is in a British Ministry of Defense secret report that the government then decided to release to the public. And, of course, I have mirror image reports from the U.S. perspective saying the same thing. Here is that report. You can just search this term, The Future Strategic Context for Defense, A Lesson from History. And it is a 90-page report by the Ministry of Defense in England. Here are some of the U.S. reports that are public. Army Strategic Shock Report says troops may be needed to quell U.S. civil unrest. Purposeful domestic resistance would require military to rapidly determine the parameters of defining the legitimate use of military force inside the United States. I have been to these urban warfare drills in 99, in 98, and 97. Before it was made public what they were drilling for, I went to the drills. In some cases, had military threaten to arrest us, and that's all on tape in Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, where Marines walk up with guns and tell our camera people, turn it off, on the streets of America, as they're practicing going door-to-door and confiscating guns. Just a year ago, I had an Army colonel on. Saw him in the newspaper in Arcadia, Iowa. They were training for door-to-door gun confiscation. It said it in the paper. I got him on the air. He admitted it. They've been so acclimated that this is normal that they'll even come on your show. They'll even tell the local paper. They'll even come on this radio show and tell us about it. And if you want to watch it, it's in my film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that came out last year. And you don't have to buy the DVD, by the way, at Infowars.com. Just Google or search engine the term Police State 4, Rise of FEMA. You can watch the two-hour film for free, with the great soundtrack for it of good old Shooter Jennings, Waylon Jennings' son. Very powerful music. I just thought I'd throw that little caveat out there for you. So when we come back from break, I want to calmly walk through all of this because we saw the Pentagon reports. We already knew about it from going to their drills. We didn't need to read their secret reports. When they had role players in major U.S. cities like Oakland screaming, I'm an American, don't put me in a camp, or I have rights to own a gun, and fake interrogations where the role players say, I got my gun, I got my stuff in San Francisco. Then I'd watch the Marines go out and tell CNN, oh, we're training for Macedonia. But then I'd go watch the drills. It was for here in America. Well, now all of the denial is over because they admit this is for here in the United States. Now, why is this so important, and why am I going to go over this history and how we laid out everything that was going to happen? Because you now see rebellion forming in China. You see rebellion exploding all over the Middle East and North Africa. 300 reportedly shot dead, according to AP, in Libya. A bunch of people shot dead, and we have incredibly shocking video of that in Bahrain. People getting shot dead all over the place in the Middle East. Here in the United States, we have people now protesting more and more in Washington State, in Wisconsin, in Ohio, and it's spreading. And we have the governor of Wisconsin, regardless of where you stand on this, saying, we've got the National Guard standing by. He said that back on Monday. So the point is, government is ready. Government has prepared for this. Government knows they're introducing an economic developments and an economic atmosphere that is going to cause people to demonstrate and to riot and to protest. Now, in the case of the U.S. and Western Europe, it's not as egregious as half the population in places like Egypt on $2 a day or less, where it's a starvation issue. Though some do go hungry in America, that's on record. It's people being told, we're going to cut your pay, and we're going to make you invest more in your pension fund, which, by the way, you'll never see. Regardless of what you think of those individuals, you could cut all of the unions, get rid of all their high pay. You could get rid of all of the pensions, everything. We've had economist after economist on breaking this down. Even the Washington Post admits it. And you could never pay off any of the 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion, that the banks have gotten Congress to sign on to. That's their giant derivatives bubble. So get that straight. They've got the conservatives going good. Cut all those lazy union people's money. Fire all these teachers. But when you do that, understand it doesn't pay off the fraudulent debt to the banksters. This has all been orchestrated, and we're going to break it down.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 18th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,384.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,420.25, $710.12 for a half ounce, or $355.06 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,420.25, $710.12, and $355.06.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Oh.
Some men you just can't reach. So you can get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants.
So he gets it.
Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, we're back live. Thanks for tuning in on this Sunday edition. Let me simplify it and then go through the details. There is a global private banking cartel that has bought off almost every country on Earth. Any other nation that the UN calls rogue, a lot of them are run by dictators, because that's the state of government on the planet. But any country they call rogue is a nation that they don't control. Then there's also countries that the globalists, through financial aid, are dictators or run by plutocrats, but they're also now being overthrown because they're dictators and their people are angry. But Google and George Soros and the UN and the State Department are on record admitting that they helped trigger the rebellion that was already right under the surface in North Africa and the Middle East. Now, with over 300 shot in Libya, total bedlam, Bahrain, people being machine gunned and shot down the streets, protests popping up all over the U.S. This is not my opinion that this was coming. We laid out year after year this was coming and that it was going to be triggered. How do we know this? Because of the Council on Foreign Relations reports we've covered, because of the Rebuilding America's Defenses 2000 report put out in September of 2000, written by Dick Cheney, where they laid all this out, because of the British Ministry of Defense report 2007, because of the Pentagon 2008 report, the reports I just mentioned and gave you the headlines on. And then I read you the headlines where we wrote about it and talked about where it was going to happen. And The Economist and financial experts that we've had on, Mark Faber, Webster Tarpley, Gerald Celente, Max Kaiser, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury under Reagan. The list goes on and on. We're not even that smart to be able to tell you this. What we're telling you is 100%. It's on record. And so 12 years ago in 1999, the Democrats and Republicans together got rid of Glass-Steagall. And through Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, the two big banks running most of this, they got rid of similar laws in Argentina. They got rid of similar laws in countries in Africa, in other areas of Europe, where the banks, the private banks, the inside mega banks, couldn't just loan out $10 or 10 euros for every dollar or euro they had on deposit. They could loan out unlimited. Just made up digits in their computer. Now, that allowed them to get a corner on the global market, to drive up prices in key areas, in commodities they control, and to consolidate power. Now, on the way down, they hold our economies hostage, like 2.5 years ago. Then Secretary of the Treasury Paulson told Congress in closed-door sessions, we broke it here with congressmen on air. Brad Sherman and others, the media for 2 weeks said we were liars, that it wasn't even Brad Sherman we interviewed, until it later broke, weeks later, that indeed Congress was threatened in closed-door meetings with martial law if they didn't give the bankers total control to have unlimited money. And we haven't gotten new numbers in a year. A year and a half into this looting, it was $28 trillion of taxpayer money given to the private bankers, and then we have congressional hearing after congressional hearing after congressional hearing where the private Federal Reserve is asked and the Treasury is asked, where are these trillions? And they say, not gonna tell you. You want to see those clips? It's in the Obama Deception. It's in Fall of the Republic, films I made in the last 2 years. They're free online. Multi-hundred-thousand-dollar films to make, free. Go watch them. Go see them. Say it. This is so incredible. So they know what they're doing. Then, about 14 months ago, the IMF, the World Bank, the big global government private consortiums for the Bank of England, the Bank of Germany, the private Federal Reserve, they go in and order the Middle East, Latin America, Africa, Asia to cut government welfare so that more of the tax money can be paid into the 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. Because the bankers have gotten us to tie ourselves to their debt, to their big debt bubble they use to buy up the world. Or they threaten to fully pull the plug on the economy. And so they come to the governments and say, you will cut the food stamps in Egypt. And there they physically hand out the food. Half the population on $2 a day or less, literally many of them starving. You will cut the food allotments in Saudi Arabia. You will cut the food allotments in areas of Asia, in Latin America. Of course the people start rebelling. And then now the London Telegraph, the Associated Press admit 3 weeks ago, George Soros, the Open Society Group, they're all in there. Google sends one of their top people to run the operation in Egypt, the most populous Arab nation, Muslim nation, to trigger other countries to go into rebellion. The people have legitimate grievances, legitimate beefs. It's real that they're angry. It's real that they have incredible courage to go out and be machine gunned on the street. In fact, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, let's roll in the background with audio. People in Bahrain with the royal family ordering the military to open up on peaceful protesters. We'll play that audio and video as I speak here. This is incredible. We're sorry to have to show this to you. It's also up on the Drudge Report if you want to find it. It's on InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. You got peaceful protesters walking. They shoot them. A bunch of people laying, wounded on the ground, blood spilling out of them. Now, that's freedom fighters. That's people willing to put it on the line. Not allowed to protest. Not allowed to walk with the Bahrainian flag in Bahrain. And for peacefully walking down the street, they are shot by the military. Now, what did I just read to you from the Pentagon in the last segment? They talk about the rules of engagement and the purposeful preparation to open up on the American people. Here's the difference. In Libya, in Egypt, in Bahrain, in Jordan, in Saudi Arabia, in Yemen, there's a total gun ban for the slave citizens to own firearms. That's the globalist big problem, is the checkmate that the founding fathers 235 years ago put into our country's backbone, put into our country's charter, that we have guns so that we can protect ourselves from thugs on the street, but more importantly, so that if the government starts trying to mow people down, as they'd always done throughout history, before they had guns, they'd cut you down and run over you with elephants or throw spears through you, that the people have a right and a duty to resist physically. Now, I'm not calling for that, but I'm pointing out why our founding fathers put it in there. Now, you notice Americans, people could call us cowardly and say, why aren't Americans out there doing this? We still have the illusion of freedom. We still have the illusion of a republic and being able to vote. And we're getting a lot done through the states right now. Shooting down government takeover of health care. Shooting down abortion more and more in many states, restricting it. And I want to fix things through the founders' beautiful plan. But you see illustrated here what the Second Amendment's really for. If the Nazis are coming around with trucks to pick you and your family up, you resist. If the royal family's shooting peaceful protesters, you resist. But they didn't have founders like we have. They don't have guns. I want to come back and get into the master globalist takeover plan and where we're going.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So the global banking cartel, who can create unlimited money out of thin air, is trying to position itself. The IMF announces every week now in the last year they are moving towards a global cashless currency. You'll still have dollars, you'll still have yen, yuan, you'll still have your currencies, but they'll be denominated and controlled by the private central bankers. And they're doing this to consolidate power, just like they've done in third world nations. They are ruthless. And in the IMF World Bank documents that got leaked when Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, quit the World Bank in 2002, they got leaked to the BBC. We broke them here with Greg Pallast, BBC reporter first, made international headlines. The IMF and World Bank said, once we get a country under our control in debt, then we make them put in economic policies that cause riots. We step back and let the people even put in their own government, but now they're destitute, and then they beg for us to come back in with even more control. And that's what's happening in the U.S. That's what's happening all over the world. They get you addicted to government welfare, then they pull the rug out from under you and threaten to fully implode your economy unless you raise taxes and cut benefits. But no matter how many taxes you raise and how many benefits you cut, it's mathematically set up where it's a financial black hole that's impossible to get out of. And then you read the British Ministry of Defense report, the Future Strategic Context for Defense. Then you read the Army Strategic Shock Report, 2008. Purposeful domestic resistance would require military to, quote, rapidly determine the parameters during the legitimate use of military force inside the United States, including pulling triggers, as Homeland Security Brigade Homeland told the Army Times 2 years ago. We are preparing to, quote, pull triggers in the United States. That was a quote by the general in the Army Times. We saved it. A week later, they actually pulled it out of the article, didn't correct it, didn't say it was wrong, pulled it out of the article. Well, I don't need to read it in an Army Times article. I've been to their takeover drills. I've had the footage sent to me of the takeover drills by listeners in Hebron, Maryland, in Swansboro, North Carolina, in Alabama. I've been there in California. I've been there in South Texas. I've interviewed police chiefs where the military told them that they're openly getting ready for martial law 14 years ago. I didn't know when this was coming. I just knew that they were quietly getting ready for this. And now they're going from denying it all to rolling it out in the open. That's what's such a concern. They create an economic atmosphere where people start rioting, where there's more crime, where they know when they cut the money off in a system they control, it's going to cause all sorts of societal problems, and they're there with a solution, more control. That's what I'm trying to get across here. And next hour, maybe even the next segment, I'm going to open the phones up specifically on this issue to get your take on it. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, if you want to get involved up and on the air. I got a lot of other important news that all ties in to this information, but I'm begging you. You know, what a crazy headline. I'm begging you to look at these articles. Instead of knowing all about football or baseball, learn about this. London Guardian, crazy headline, Monday, April 9th. 2007, revolution, flash mobs, and brain chips, a grim vision of the future. And the British Ministry of Defense, in a report that took them 3 years to write, predicts the future. They say this is what we believe is going to happen. And they say the public, by 2025, will accept brain chips in the name of security. I'm not the one saying that. Sounds crazy. They said it. They said by 2012, 2013, there'll be global riots and global insurrection because of commodity prices going up via global currency devaluation and increased taxes. This is what the war planners are getting ready for. They also go on to talk about governments using neutron bombs. This is also in the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses PNAC, written by Dick Cheney and 24 other neocons. And they say, we must legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. Even the Austin American Statesman, the paper where I live in Austin, wrote an article in 2003 rebuking that report. This is on record. The report states that you can read that they are preparing to use race-specific bioweapons to wipe out certain races of people as a way to politically control things. I mean, you cannot. Folks, I'm not the one talking about race-specific bioweapons. I'm not the one in these reports 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago talking about tethering or launching giant unmanned blimps at 100,000 feet, surveilling and face-scanning you on the ground. Though they've now rolled those out nationwide. Now you see it in the news. I mean, we're living in Buck Rogers land. We're living in 2011. This stuff is real. They have unlimited taxpayer money to do all of this, to ensure that their global takeover is successful. And it makes my head spin. I remember 3 years ago, it was even in the Washington Post, that protesters in D.C. had robotic hummingbirds and robotic drone dragonflies flying above them as the Pentagon tested surveillance artificial insects and birds. And mainstream news has made fun of me for even reporting on that. Here's the L.A. Times 2 days ago. It's a bird, it's a spy, it's both. Backed by the Pentagon research arm firm has developed the nano hummingbird, an experimental miniature drone. And then it shows the video of it. Video and audioing people who don't even know it. Again, I'm not the one doing this. I'm reporting on it. It's incredible. Continuing here. You know, again, here's our headline. 3 years ago, 2008, Army Strategic Shock Report, talking about economic implosion, preparing military to take over every major city. They're already setting up the beta test with the threat fusion centers. I'm not against our military. I'm against who's running it. And it doesn't matter who's in office. Every president's come and go. This agenda is seamless. It's controlling both parties. U.S. troops and Homeland Crowd Control patrols. September 24, 2008, preparing for martial law and economic collapse. And we laid out what would happen. It goes on and on and on. So here in a nutshell is what's happening. The bankers give all this free money to third world countries, knowing they can never pay it back. It's made up fiat money. I've seen cases of a $1 billion loan to Nigeria 30-something years ago. They've already paid over $50 billion on the $1 billion loan at 30% interest, and they still owe another $50 billion. That's the position the American people are being put into. That's the position that we're being directed into, economic servitude, and it's not even money we owe, and this red herring is launched that the unions caused it. You think I like the gun-grabbing, anti-free speech unions? No. The point is, they're a red herring saying our economy is shot because of them. It's the 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion, that's admittedly out there that we don't owe, that the Madoff-type, Kinley-type bankers, Kinley created the carbon tax plan, 95 with Al Gore. It's these people, it's these crooks getting away with this and thinking that we're not sophisticated enough to understand what's happening. And so it's not that the protesters aren't legitimate and aren't real, and I support these dictators being removed. The question is, why is the Pentagon, why is the State Department on record orchestrating this? They already know the political ingredients are there. The atmosphere politically is there for rebellion. The globalists have been training the Egyptian military out of torture. That's Associated Press, Reuters, you name it. They've been funding them billions of dollars to do it. Now suddenly, oh, it's democracy, but then we hear it's not going to be a free country. It's not going to be an elected government. What are they planning to put in? Then we hear it's the Muslim Brotherhood, where Osama bin Laden came from. They're putting radical Muslims in and creating a crisis so then they can offer the solution to it, a domestic police state here at home in the name of fighting Muslim extremists. When we get the internal MIAC and Homeland Security reports and the government admits the entire system is designed for the American people. Don't you see what's happening here? When we come back, I'm going to get into the latest developments in the Middle East, North Africa, and here in the United States. From Seattle, Washington, to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, from Beijing, China, the rebellion is on. Order out of chaos. They create the crisis, offer the solution.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work
a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to get into the economy, what's happening in the Middle East. A lot of other crazy news reports out there where there's patents filed admitting that the flicker rate via the television puts people into a mesmerized, mind-controlled position. Reports coming out that are also documenting the fact that the Gardasil vaccine against the human papillomavirus is actually killing people. That is all coming up. Also, headline, Pentagon aide was killed by hitman, claims distraught widow. What do you mean? He was admittedly murdered, this former top Bush and Reagan aide, and this guy that headed up a whole bunch of Fortune 500 companies, and dumped in a trash can. They're saying she claims he was killed by a hitman. That's coming up as well. But look, crystallizing everything that I've been ranting about in the last 45 minutes, The big private central banks create an economic atmosphere where there is a huge implosion. People are ripe to rebel. On record, the major intelligence agencies of the West go in and launch the rebellions, not to put in free countries, but to put in something else, a crisis. And out of this upheaval, out of this crisis, they want order out of chaos to bring in more control over our lives. And we have the British Ministry of Defense. We have the Pentagon. We have our own federal government preparing for insurrection in the states for more than a decade, getting this ready. This is their big takeover, where things get so bad, people start begging for more control and whatever false solution they're given. And the IMF and World Bank and Davos have told us it's a global new Bancor, SDR, cashless society where you thumb scan to buy and sell. And they basically phase out cash and they track everywhere you go and what you do. And they can artificially shut down black market economies that are keeping the economy going. An example, I only tan 5 or 6 times during the winter because I want my vitamin D. A little bit of tanning is healthy from the doctors I've talked to. And I tried to go into Dark Tan today where I have a membership. And she said, oh, you've got over $200 of bonus credits for some reason because you have a membership year after year and never, you know, never buy anything. And she said, all you got to do is thumbprint and then you'll get all this free stuff, all this free lotion and stuff. And I said, no. I don't want to do that. This just happened like 3 hours ago before I came into the office. And she looked at me like I was crazy. So I showed her on my iPhone the video of me being arrested 14 years ago, refusing the thumb scan at the driver's license facility. And I explained to her how it's going to be used to track everybody. And why don't I get my $200 free if I don't do this? And she said, well, you should at least give someone your credits then. And she was very upset with me. I mean, the public are like a bunch of children. I've tried to go in at night before and buy light bulbs at Home Depot. And none of the regular cash registers are open. Only thumb scanner self-checkout lanes are available. Same thing's happened to me at HEB, a grocery store here in Texas. And then you call a manager over and say, I want service. I want a person. I'm not going to put my thumb on there. Why can't I just swipe my credit card and pay that way? Well, it turns out they're selling that data. It turns out that many Fortune 500 companies, remember the article in 2003, in fact, guys, search it right now. Folks won't believe it. We'll put it on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But for radio listeners, search the term, scofflaws get caught while ordering pizzas, USA Today. And this is like 7, 8 years ago, I think 2003, but we'll see when they pull it up, if my memory's right. And it said the big three, they don't say the name, they said the big three pizza companies, you can guess who they are, when you call to get a pizza, they know it's your real name, real credit card, real address, they run it through a government database, and if you have any warrants, you get a SWAT team instead of a pizza. Scofflaws get police visit, or scofflaws get caught when ordering pizza. That's the USA Today headline. We'll put it on screen. We'll see how good my memory is from 7, 8 years ago. But the point is, this is a control grid. It turns out these grocery store loyalty cards that's come out, even in congressional hearings, are about deciding what you've really got to buy and what you'll pay more for. And they also sell your personal data. Just like when you use Google, they're doing a psychological breakdown of who you really are and then selling that data. They found it. Let's put it back on screen. It's the Associated Press posted on USA Today in the text section, and I was wrong. I said 2003. It's the fourth month, 27th day of 2004. Missouri tracks scofflaws via pizza delivery database. Now, when you read the article, it admits it's a nationwide program run out of Dallas, and the pizza places are getting 25% of any fines or fees or arrest money that is made. See, that's why I don't thumbprint. Not that I have something to hide. I realize what it is. And they tell me, oh my gosh, you've got $200 in bonus credit because you come in here a few times a year. Just thumbprint the nice pretty girl. And then I explain to her, honey, this is why I don't do it. And she looks at me like I'm a crazy person. And I tell her, I've been arrested protesting this. She looks at me like I'm even crazier. I show her the video on my iPhone. She looks at me like I'm even crazier at that point. You're like, what does this have to do with global insurrection, global rebellion? Everything. If you're in Australia, they take your baby's blood 39 years ago. It started at birth. If you're in Canada, they took your baby's blood at birth secretly 39 years ago in Canada, or the U.S., or Germany, or England. Who told you that 15 years ago? In the last 2 years, I've had all these amazed calls and hundreds of emails going, how did you know this? Well, I published the secret documents sent to me 15 years ago by a nurse in San Antonio. I published the secret documents. I published the secret documents. They take your blood and put it in a bioweapons lab. I got the secret documents 6.5 years ago that every major church in America has been recruited secretly by the federal government to spy on their members. Then 3 months ago, my dad gets approached as a dentist by Homeland Security to spy on his patients. Then he walks back in the office and tells Dr. King about it. And Dr. King, one of the other doctors, one of the other dentists, says, David, I was approached a few weeks ago at my house by Homeland Security, by other separate people. Folks, they've got a giant spy network. They've been gearing up to rob your pension funds, to take this society over, to raise our taxes, to open our borders, to create a North American Union, to rape us financially and economically and societally and our sovereignty 7 ways to Sunday. I know what I'm talking about. I read the Pentagon reports that are public. I'm warning you. I told you that I wasn't predicting global insurrection triggered by the globalists against themselves, and then through the crisis they offer total police state as the solution. I didn't tell you that because I looked in a crystal ball and figured it out. I told you that because all I do is read their own public reports. They're creating a global meltdown and a global rebellion against the system they've launched. Then the people launch themselves against the governments. The dumbed-down, compartmentalized governments have been prepared that a rebellion's coming. They're not told why. Then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They say, see, we do need to use the military against people. We do need local threat fusion centers spying and federalizing the local police. See, we do need all of this. Oh, my gosh, the Pentagon was right. How did they know 13 years ago in these secret drills this was coming? Because the social engineers, the social planners have planned this because they need a global revolution so they can be the solution against it to bring back order. Order out of chaos. You have been warned. What's happening in the Middle East? Reuters. Iran naval ships to cross Suez Canal on Monday. Israel threatens to bomb the ships. Calls it a provocation of war as they prepare to enter the Mediterranean. Boom! Continuing, Libyan forces fire on mourners again. At least 300 killed. Associated Press. Boom! Libyan forces again fire on mourners at funeral again. Riot police crack down on protesters in Algiers, machine gunning people. Bahrain royal family orders army to turn on the people. We just showed the video of them machine gunning innocent people. London Telegraph. Bahrain protesters swarm square. Police flee. These are globalist allies being overthrown right now. Can you imagine if our own global controllers have been putting these people in power, keeping in power, what they've got in store, that they're now supporting the rebellions? They're going to put a bunch of radical Muslims in power and then have the clash of civilizations against them. You see all these Homeland Security reports. Domestic terrorists are the number one threat. The Muslims have linked up with the conservative and libertarian movement. How ridiculous. White Al-Qaeda is getting ready to stage bombings all over the U.S. and Europe. The government, don't worry, is ready to crack down to protect you and your family. Meanwhile, they run all these groups. Iran says its warships, again, are completed Suez Canal crossing. It continues. Opposing sides meet at Capitol. Protests enter 6 day in Wisconsin. Massive protests in Ohio. Massive protests in Seattle, Washington. It just goes on and on and on. And the Pentagon told us it was coming. The globalists told us they were going to engineer it. George Soros is publicly behind it. Again, overthrowing the dictators they helped put in power and now putting Muslim extremists in position to prepare for the clash of civilization so the American people can be scared into submission to give up their rights to the globalists who run the whole stinking thing.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds.
Come to GCNlive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNlive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.